It's another edition of the LCJ Q&A podcast. As always, I'm your host, Lights Camera Jackson. A brand new movie theater experience is coming from the man behind the Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas and Cinebar. Terrell Brawley is back as the chairman and CEO of Cosmic Cinemas. Terrell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your having me on.
Alamo Drafthouse, Cinebar, third time now with Cosmic Cinemas. Why a third venture into the movie theater world?
Well, we've had a great and great success ever since we began our adventure in Austin, Texas, and Cosmic is just basically an enhancement of those two previous experiences.
And why the name Cosmic Cinemas? I know it stands out with the alliteration and it's a cool name, but how did you come up with that as your name?
It actually was my little girl, Ivy, came up with the name Cosmic. Going back and forth on our conversations, we want to bring this to the world. This is kind of bringing it to the universe.
Yeah.
So my daughter, Ivy, suggested Cosmic.
It's very cool. Is Ivy a big movie person? Does she love the movies?
Very, very much. In our family, we love entertainment, and we love movies for the entertainment value, for the social value. It's part of our society.
The movie experience will never go away, and you keep enhancing things. I know one of the big headlines with Cosmic Cinemas is this dine-in experience, food coming to you as you're watching the movies. One of your big locations being Albany, New York, we don't really get that kind of experience. We've never seen that before.
It was a statistical thing that actually the University of Texas MBA program back in the early 2000s did a study for us for Austin. Then they took it to Texas, and then NATO, the National Association of Theater Owners, did it on a national basis. I can't tell you for international, but for America, the statistic is consistent, and it's that 80% of all moviegoers go to a meal 1 hour prior or 1 hour after going to the movies. Mm. You've been invited to the movies, 80% of the time you're invited to a meal. So it's a natural. Dinner means dinner in the movies or dinner in lunch or dinner in snacks. It doesn't mean just going to the movies. So essentially it was a natural to combine those two experiences, but it can't be this is good for a movie theater, a pizza, hot dog, or what have you. It needs to be, this is great, end of story, that it's a replacement, not I guess, as long as I'm stuck, I'm going to have the micro pizza.
Yeah.
And dinner in a movies or a meal in the movies doesn't mean let's go to McDonald's and go to the movies, but it also doesn't mean let's go to a fancy restaurant. It's an Applebee's or a Friday's or, you know, the cool local pizza place, that sort of thing. That's what dinner in the movies is, from a number standpoint. And so we basically capitalized on that, enhanced our basic menu with our own recipes, made from scratch, organic whenever possible, and our hamburgers or our pizza or whatever you're having with us should be subjectively the best that you ever had. And then that coupled with an extensive wine and beer selection, many local craft beers as possible, in addition to standard mixed drinks, all served at your seat, no gouging. Because it's a movie theater, we have the price point of from a movie ticket standpoint, there's no gouging. It's whatever the average prices are, and or less. And from a food standpoint, it will be the price points of going to a restaurant, not going to a movie theater. There's no such thing as $12 Cokes or $15 popcorn. We don't do that. Even if we could get it, which we're not interested in, we would not do it.
And some of your rules and some of the big headlines online in the local newspapers, no infants, no cell phones, no children under 17 without an adult to any movie, and no talking whatsoever. Very bold rules to make, but clearly to you and to everybody at Cosmic, very necessary in putting this all together.
No, it's necessary for the true enjoyment, and, you know, we love it, but we don't love somebody's that. And And when somebody's paid substantial money to go to, out and have an entertainment experience, whether it's at a movie theater or a concert or a restaurant or whatever it is, you don't want to be disturbed by your fellow showgoer. Mm. It's not fair. And so we're basically taking away the bad part of what had become the movie experience and enhancing to make that movie experience a good experience. Mm. And I know a lot of the movie theater companies were complaining that people don't go to the movies anymore because the technology in their homes is as good as the movie theater. Well, they invented this thing called kitchens a long time ago, and that hasn't really done anything from a negative standpoint to restaurants. That if you had no option, then yeah, everybody's going to be sitting at home. But when you have a great option, you're not going to be inviting everybody to come to your house and eat your food and watch your TV. Going to go up, no matter what your economic situation is, no matter how fancy your kitchen is or how fancy your sound system at home or your entertainment system, you're going to get cabin fever and you want that social experience of going out. And so many of the great movies are, unless you're seeing it, and talking about it and having that whole giant experience, that experience, the social experience, you really haven't seen the movie properly.
What are some of the things when you've gone to the movies in the past year or so, what are some of the trends you've noticed from a consumer standpoint at the movie theater?
From a consumer standpoint, I know a tremendous amount of the theater companies are putting in reclining chairs. Mm. And trying to enhance their menu, but it's not dinner and a movie. It's just more food that's not very good or good for you at the concession served by people that have no idea. Anyhow, I'm not going to cut them. But the concession enhancements, quote unquote, I don't think really add anything whatsoever to the movie experience that they're doing. That's not dinner in a movie. It's not relaxing. It's not cool. It's not cost effective. And the recliners, I think, you want your seats to be comfortable and, spaced properly, so on and so forth. But as far as recliners being the salvation of the industry, I don't agree with that in any way or form. I think it's distracting. The kids are punching the buttons, going up and down and up and down. I'm surprised there haven't been some kid squishing problems across the country, to be quite honest. Mm. So our seats are very big, they're luxurious, and they're rocker, but we're not going out with other couples to see their feet sticking straight up in the air. That's not our thing. It's not our thing, and I think the numbers speak for themselves. Mm. There was the big touting of recliners a couple of years ago, and millions and millions and millions of dollars spent, and some statistics being said that it's going to double the attendance. Nothing could be further from the truth, and the numbers speak for themselves.
We're with Terrell Brawley, the chairman and CEO of Cosmic Cinemas. You're going to have one location so far in North Carolina, 3 in South Carolina, but you're kicking things off in Hudson and Albany, New York, my neck of the woods. So excited about this. Why did you choose Hudson and Albany as your starting points for Cosmic?
Well, I don't have to tell you about New York State in particular. There's New York and there's Southern California or Los Angeles for where people really appreciate movies and make movies, et cetera, et cetera. So we love the New York area. And my brother, who actually went to Columbia and was in the city for many years, as were myself and my wife, have always loved the New York area. But he got a second home in Hudson with all the entertainment buzz for upstate New York, and asked us to come and check it out. And so we did about a year and a half ago. And just blown away with the Albany area and the Hudson area, and said we want to be part of what the resurgence of what's happening here. And as luck would have it, the Fairview had not gone to digital, which was not a trendy thing. You either went to digital or you're not in the movie business anymore.
True.
We've done that. And so we just happened to hear when it there was an article on it closing down, and tracked down the management company, Evan Parisi, and began competitions, and now here we are. And that led to not only the Hudson Theater, but the Madison Theater in Albany.
When you stepped into the Madison for the first time and saw it, what immediately popped into your head?
This is so cool. It's in a cool location. We knew about the history of the theater, and we wanted to not only make that, but enhance it, take it to the next steps. We would never look from the Great Roof Bay to knock down and put in condos or something. That would be a tragedy and the destruction of history. We just thought you could feel the vibe or whatever you want to call it, that this was a very, very, very cool theater that had seen better days, and that there's days ahead that it never even imagined. It's a very, very cool place and a cool location and a cool environment.
And I got to say, on behalf of everybody in the Capital Region, we're very glad you guys are coming in. The Madison Theater has been around for nearly 90 years, and I know I saw in one of your stories about the Hudson location that you want to do some events, some festivals, bring in some celebrities. I hosted a festival for a couple years at the Madison in its past few years, so I really hope that you guys want to do that.
One of our trademarks is our house. Our themed events, celebrity events, genre film fest. Again, we're in the entertainment business, not just the movie business, but to entertain people. And we love what we do. The success is really secondary, or probably comes because of the passion that our organization have for what we do.
And what is the overall goal as far as the number of theaters that you want to have for Cosmic Cinemas around the country?
We have no definitive limits. Since we want to expand in a controlled method, but we continue expanding throughout the United States, but in only in cool places. Probably won't be in geographically cool in North Dakota or anything like that. So.
Well, we're so glad that you chose Albany and Hudson and your locations in North and South Carolina as well as great starting points. Final question for you, Terrell. What movie are you most looking forward to seeing during the rest of 2018?
Rest of 2018? I don't want to see any of the movie makers. You know, my own favorite movie is The Godfather. So. New York.
It's a classic one. The Godfather is a classic. My gosh.
You know, there are many, many movies that I love, and some have been very successful. Others, I think, maybe five people, me and myself, saw them. But I look forward to seeing all the movies coming out, because those represent a major or more of people that are involved with making that movie. It's not just a two hours and you're done. Some people, that's 20 years worth of the collection of 20 years of work. And we love seeing that. An opportunity to present it as it should be presented.
Not on your iPhone.
I hate seeing people watch movies on their phones. How did they squint that much and watch it? I can't stand it, Terrell.
Unimaginable.
You want to see him on the big screen, and you want to see him at Cosmic Cinemas looking at Summer Starts in Hudson and Albany, New York, and coming very soon to North and South Carolina and really cool places around the country. Terrell, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure, and thanks for having us.
You are welcome. All right, I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. For more, go to CosmicCinemas.com. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Cosmic Cinemas. They're also on Facebook as well. This has been another edition of the LCJ Q&A.